Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Before I tell you what is coming up, we wanted to chat to Hillel Fuld. We needed to shift the times a little bit, so we're going to be chatting to him now instead of a bit later. Hillel Fuld, of course, is known to many of us. He is a technology entrepreneur. He's an influencer. He is very, very outspoken in his support for Israel, for Israeli causes, and has been an important voice, continues to be an important voice during this conflict, even prior to it, but even more so during this conflict that started this round on October the 7th. Hillel was due to go to Australia. We chatted to Vic Aladef, the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies in Australia earlier. He was telling us that this story is becoming a big one in Australia because Hillel has been denied entry. Hillel Fuld, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's just to be more precise, they actually granted me my visa and then revoked it afterwards just a couple of days ago.
That must be even more unusual, surely.
That's correct. It's very unusual, especially given that I'm not some politician. I'm just a regular guy expressing my opinion on Israel. And of course, I try very hard not to incite, God forbid, no Islamophobia, no, you know, incitement. Really, there is no justification for such an act, such a move.
So in other words, they'd gone through this process, you've got your visa, and then there has to have been some form of action by somebody to say, oh, no, you don't, we're contesting this. Do you know?
That's correct.
Do you have, will they ever provide that type of information?
Well, first of all, they did quote in the document they sent over, they quoted a few of my tweets that they said were problematic. Of course, they were not problematic, but I do know that a few days before, there was a Twitter account, an X account, that tweeted asking people to contact immigration and that, you know, they should block me from coming in. I'm assuming that it's that account that began the whole process, but I'm sure it escalated from there.
It sets a never mind the personal insult, never mind the impact that it has on people who were expecting you to speak at this event, which was a charity event. The impact is obviously much broader than that. In that, does this set a precedent for Israel supporters or people who are outspoken about Israel not being allowed into Australia?
Right, that's correct. But also it's important to mention that I applied for my visa on my U.S. passport. So the fact that I'm Israeli, it's actually irrelevant that I'm Israeli, completely American citizen. And so this is an even bigger deal from a diplomatic perspective, Australia banning an American citizen, an American Jew, because of him expressing his opinion. It's just wild.
And is that presumably why the American ambassador got involved to Israel?
Absolutely. He happens to be a friend, but yeah, of course he got involved because I am an American citizen.
Right. Has there been official word back? What is the process now?
Well, first of all, they sent me the original letter on Friday, so it was obviously Shabbat the next day, and they were off the next day. And then after that, there was Sunday, and Monday was a holiday. So I'm pretty sure it wasn't a coincidence that they timed it that way. I did wake up this morning to an email from the government asking me more about my trip, my intention, and some proof of my citizenship. I have not heard back since, but it seems to me that the media definitely reached them.
Because it's as I say, it becomes a very, very dangerous. It becomes a very dangerous game to play because it places it's going to place an enormous responsibility on government, Australia government, for any person now who is, and that could be on both sides, on any side, in any conflict, coming to visit Australia.
That's correct. 100%.
It's an absurdity, a real, real absurdity. I'm presuming that, but I might be wrong, if you do get your visa, if they do approve it, you will go? Or will you, would you rather not undertake this type of trip? Because even if you do get your visa, I imagine the trip won't be that simple in terms of what you'll confront along the way.
At this point, no matter what they do, I'm not going to come. I mean, I'm supposed to fly in a few hours from now, but I also do not feel safe coming to a country that treated me this way. So right now, this trip is canceled, but let's not forget that this is a 3-year ban. So hopefully at least that will be lifted.
Oh, that's critical as well. It's so interesting because we've just had the Comrades Marathon, which is a huge ultra marathon happening here in South Africa, and there were five or six Israelis who took part, and the ANC Youth League doxed them. They listed their names and their badge numbers, and they were harassed along the way. And I just spoke to one of the runners a short while ago, an Israeli returning to Israel, who said the similar thing is, you know, I hear great things. It might be about South Africa, but he certainly doesn't want to come back because what an unpleasant experience. I don't think that countries like South Africa and Australia are really understanding the negative impact that these decisions are making. What message do you have for governments like South Africa, like Australia, who are making these irrational decisions?
Like you said, it's a dangerous precedent, and I think it might change the way governments handle this.
Right. And I know we do need to leave it there. It was we especially spoke to you early because I know that you need to be on another interview. Hillel Fuld, thank you for that. Good luck with the next part of this battle and keep fighting the good fight.